Good Friday. Today is July the 1st, and you're listening to My Farm. With all the different things happening around the world geopolitically, that has implications on agriculture, in particular when it comes to fertilizer prices. We're going to take a look at what's going on with prices around the country for the different fertilizers and what it means after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, geopolitics impact agriculture as it typically does. Taking a look at what's going on right now in the Strait of Hormuz, it's important to remember that fertilizer is a big deal in that part of the world. Roughly 52% of the global urea exports come from the Middle East. Iran has voted to close the narrow body of water with the intention of cutting the West from the very important body of water, which would stop oil shipments. Now, the Strait is also incredibly important for urea movement in that region. If oil is the target, urea will be the innocent bystander that gets caught up in the mix. The Strait is not only important to the U.S., but a lot of the Western world, so we need to wait and see what happens. The fertilizer market will be watching the situation very closely as we take a look at what fertilizer was doing compared to what it did a year ago. Some interesting price trends, again, not necessarily the way we want to see it go for farmers. Average retail fertilizer prices for most continued to be up from last month as we looked at the end of June. But for the second week in a row, no fertilizer was necessarily moving in a significant direction as of yet. Now, retail prices for seven of the eight major fertilizers were up slightly from last month. DAP had an average price of $807 a ton. MAP came in at $833 a ton, while potash was $474 a ton. Urea, the big question, at $655 a ton, while 1034-0 was $669 a ton. UAN-28 was $417 a ton, while UAN-32 was $495 a ton. Those the nationwide average prices. The average price for one fertilizer was down slightly from last month. This is good news for those still side-dressing corn. Anhydrous ammonia had an average price of $773 a ton. So if we take a look at all these on a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 71 cents a pound unit nitrogen. Anhydrous ammonia was 47 cents a pound unit nitrogen. UAN was at 75 cents a pound, and UAN-32 was 77 cents per pound. Taking a look back 12 months ago, seven fertilizers are now higher compared to where they were. MAP is 1% higher, while both DAP and 1034-0 are up 4%. Anhydrous ammonia is 5% more expensive than it was last year at this time. UAN-28 is 18% more expensive. UAN-32 is 24% higher, and urea up 25%, looking back to where it was last year. This quick calendar reminder, the 2025 Ohio State Weed Science Field Day is going to be held on Wednesday, July the 9th at the Western Ag Research Station there in South Charleston, Ohio. Registration starts at 8:30 and the program begins promptly at 9. Field day topics will include a crop and weed herbicide screen, herbicide injury plot, water hemp control, and current trials they have evaluating the integrated pest management strategies like cover crops. Again, time is from 9 until 1 at OARDC's Western Ag Research Station. To register for more information, visit their website, go.osu.edu/weedscience25. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, the U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary recently discussed the five prongs within USDA's strategy to address the threat of New World screwworm entering our country and affecting our nation's cattle and livestock. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
With the threat of New World screwworm entering our nation and bringing detrimental impacts to cattle and other livestock, the Agriculture Department recently announced a five-prong plan designed to prevent, control, and eradicate this invasive pest. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins broke down the plan in a recent visit in Texas, starting with,
"We are stopping the pest from spreading in Mexico and ensuring that our Mexican counterparts are full partners in eradication."
The partnership includes renovation of an existing Mexican sterile fruit fly production facility, USDA in-person audits and monitoring of NWS eradication progress in Mexico, and
working closely with Mexico to improve surveillance and providing traps, lures, and technical expertise.
Protecting our border from New World screwworm at all cost means strategic trapping of NWS flies and larvae along the U.S.-Mexico border. and creating a barrier zone of vigilance through outreach and awareness on both sides of the border.
Additionally, we already have personnel in the field intercepting the illegally introduced livestock on the border with Mexico in coordination with Customs and Border Protection and our own USDA cattle fever tick eradication program.
Partnering with state and local animal health officials and developing emergency management plans is part of maximizing readiness in the event of an NWS outbreak, along with
preparing to stockpile therapeutics to support the needs of our ranchers as they arise.
A more aggressive approach towards New World screwworm eradication includes a sterile fly dispersal site in South Texas coming online later this year to join facilities in Mexico and Panama, while long-range plans include a second domestic dispersal center.
We're exploring all options to eradicate the screwworm, including potential expenditures in new technologies, new science.
Part of innovation development to eradicate NWS includes partnerships with land-grant universities along border states to increase training, surveillance, and outreach associated with combating New World screwworm. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.